the Torah's Hakdama, to those of us that are still a little bit hungover, I saw in the name of the Balatanya a Meirdika Makshava. We have a mitzvah, the first Aveda in the Beis HaMikdosh every single morning was the Truma Sadeshen. Truma Sadeshen is that the Kohen who was Zeicher to Truma Sadeshen, he would ascend the Mizbeach, take one shovel full of ash, bring it down the Mizbeach, deposit it next to the Mizbeach, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu afforded a nes to that Truma Sadeshen. It was a miraculously Nivla Bim Koimoi, swallowed up there and then. It's the Shaila is, the whole mitzvah of Truma Sadeshen is a Pele. It was one shovel full. If you can think of all the debris left over from korbanos the day before, perhaps hundreds, perhaps on some days thousands of korbanos were brought. The debris must have been immense. It was all swept into the middle, the big tepuach there in the middle of the mizbeach. The little mitzvah of Truma Sadeshen, one shovel full every morning, in no way could cater for getting rid of the debris of the korbanos. What's all the inyan of mitzvah Truma Sadeshen? Apart from that, Shteit and Tzoyah, there was Hotzor Sadeshen, a practicality. It wasn't an Avodah. When the Tepuach was too big, they would take the debris and take it outside the Machaneh. So why bother with the whole mitzvah in the first place of Truma Sadeshen? What does it do? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave an eighth to the Truma Sadeshen. Says the Baal HaTanya, if we think a mitzvah is over, it's over. It's Cholila. Mitzvahs leave over Shirayim. Says the Baal HaTanya, a Meridikavot, that Yitokein, not by our Yiddish Simchas, but Yitokein, there could be a Gavaltika Simcha the day before, the night before, into the early hours of the morning before, and the next morning you wake up with a tremendous hangover, and Cholila, there could be even an anticlimax. I've met people who, the day after a Simcha, today we don't know what to do with ourselves, such an anticlimax, the day before was so, so Meridik. The day after, an anticlimax. That's not how it should be. Says the Baal HaTanya, if a simcha shel mitzvah was done in the correct way, the shem shemayim, a mitzvah bal kochocho leaves over shirayim. And the next day, a person after a simcha, he feels on a high, not because he's still shaka, but because he feels a simcha, because of the previous simcha, he's on a high. After Purim, everybody feels much lighter. We've left the burden of winter behind us. Look at the pretty, pretty daffodils are trying to break their way through the surface. Everything's rosy out there. It might be snowing in many parts of the country, but everything seems rosy today. It's a brand new day. Mitzvahs leave over shirayim, says the Baal HaTanya. That's why the shirayim of the mitzvah are afforded a nes. Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'kedusha, b'kedusha there in Mokim HaMikdash, the Rosh Hashanah is afforded a nes. Nivlav b'mkoymei, the shirayim of the mitzvah was swallowed up in its place. That's the chashivos of Truma Sadeshen, the message that this mitzvahs leave over shirayim. B'teres Hakdoma. The Gemara says in Menachos, there were three things which Moshe Rabbeinu found difficult. The Gemara here in Menachos, Daf Chaf Tes on Medalef, lists them. Ad Sheheru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzbo'i, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu with his finger. It's not so difficult. I'll show you three things. Says the Gemara, Menaira, Rosh Chodesh and Shrotzim. The Menorah, the Pasuk says, it's there Maisa HaMenorah. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty in his Kasha Moshe B'Moshe Maisa HaMenorah. What does it look like? We learn the Psukim, very, very hard to imagine. We need picture books. Moshe Rabbeinu also needed there Maisa HaMenorah. The Rabbeinu had to show him the Menorah because it's in his Kasha Moshe. He found it too difficult. Rosh Chodesh, because the Pasuk says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. It's Moshe Rabbeinu and Mitzkasha, but Moedat HaLavona, what exactly does the moon look like when it's Roy the Kaddish? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't picture it, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. HaKadosh HaZeh Lochem. Zeh always means, implies, Dova HaLoicha. There's something there, to point to. And the last one says the Gemara, Shrotzim, Zeh Lochem HaTomei. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't identify the Shmeina Shrotzim, which the Torah in Parsha Shmini says are the B'moisom in their desert Matama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him what they looked like. V'zeh lochem hatomei. Toysus asks Akasha. Asks Toysus there in Menachos Daf Chavtes. V'yesh li tzmoya. Z'loi choshiv machsis hashekel. In this week's Sedra Parshas Kisisa, there is the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Zeh yitnu." This is what you've got to give. Kala oyver ala pikudim. Everybody is going to come to be counted. Machatzis hashekel. Every yid's got to give a machatzis hashekel. You don't know machatzis hashekel? Zeh yitnu. A pasuk in this week's Sedra so asks Tosfos in Menachos, how come that's not listed in the three? The Gemara said shlush advarim, that's shlush chodesh, and that's shrotzim, and that's manoira. How come machzis hashekel is not included in the three in the Gemara Menachos Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph? Answers the Shittu Mikubetzes here at the bottom of the Amud in Menachos. Answers the Mikud Gukadeshes that the Shittu Mikubetzes that by the three Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty. What does it look like? The Vono, when it's fitting to be Makadosh and the Vono, what does it look like? Menoya, what does it look like? Shrotzu? I've never heard of it. What does it look like? The Machzis HaShekel, says the Shittu Mekubetzes, Moshe Rabbeinu had no difficulty in visualizing a Machzis HaShekel. The Loshon of Shittu Mekubetzes is Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty. How could a Dover Mu'at be Mechaper al Ovein Ho'edel? He had a conceptual difficulty. This the Gemara here in Malach Chavtes on the Dabbah Shlishut Morim. Those talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's difficulties with how in visualizing what they look like. This is a different Machzis HaShekel. This Zeh Yitznu the Rebbeinu had to show him is because Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty in the concept of how can the Dover Mu'at, this Machzis HaShekel, be Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. So number one, I've learned from the Shittu Mekubetzes that the Machzis HaShekel is Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. And that needs an explanation in its own right. How is the Machzis HaShekel Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel? What's the Shaykhus? Is the number, but perhaps more immediately, Ad Shehereyu Matbeer Shalesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe Rabbeinu's query, Machzis HaShekel, Ad Shehereyu Matbeer Shalesh. In all the other cases as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him what it looks like. Here also, stated in Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty with Machzis HaShekel, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a Matbea Shel Esh, a fiery coin. He showed him a coin, a fiery coin, in Shemayim. And that seems to be the answer. So according to Shittu Mekubetzes, but Moshe Rabbeinu's whole question was, how can the Machzis HaShekel be Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel? Teretz? Shmuel who showed him the Matzbeah Shalish. How on earth does that answer the question? The Machzis HaShekel. I learnt in school just for a few months. I learnt the basics of economics. And I learnt that before there was any such thing as a coin, as a coin of the realm, or as a note, I promised to pay the bearer, we were all on the barter system. The barter system is quite straightforward. I need a loaf of bread, and I suppose the lady behind the till needs a lawnmower. So I take my lawnmower up to Grudzinski's and say, hey, I need a loaf of bread. Maybe you need a lawnmower. And she says, yes, indeed, I need a lawnmower. But you have a smaller lawnmower, I can't give change for a big lawnmower. So Taka, I take it, I'd give her the, but what can I do? So I take the big lawnmower. As you can imagine, this was a very bulky and inconvenient way of doing business. So Sam Chochem decided, okay, let's have money. Can you imagine the first day that money was introduced? You go to Krajinsky's to buy your loaf of bread, and you say, hello, I'd like a loaf of bread. So she says, I don't need a lawnmower. Saying, I've got a coin. She looks at it, she doesn't know. She might ask for change, but she looks at it, what is this? She doesn't quite know. I said, no, you take this, and I'll promise you, and then if you need to buy something, then you use this, and they'll accept it as well, and she looks at me a bit quizzically, but finally she trusts in the fact, and that's the Ikka word here, she trusts in the fact that that matzbeya can be used, that for somehow there's some authority which is backing up, which is guaranteeing the authenticity of what I'm trying to tell her. You take this coin and you can use that coin to buy whatever you like. That's the yesod of kesef. The yesod of kesef is built on emunah. If you look at the back of the coin, I can't remember his name because he changes every now and then, but he signs and attests the fact that I promised to pay the bearer the sum of. And originally, I do believe, you could take your note in which he promised to pay the bearer the sum of, one would take it to the bank, I believe to the Bank of England, and one could get one's gold corresponding to that amount on the note. And again, it all rested upon the fact that that person who signs, I promised the chief cashier, I promised to pay the bearer, is, we trust him. If we didn't trust him, then no way would I accept just a piece of paper for my services. No way would I accept a piece of paper for the schera that I'm giving you. The whole thing revolves around trust. That's the yesod of kesef, the yesod of money.
Yeah.
Is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Sefer, asks Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel, it's a very, very difficult chet for us to understand. How could it be in so short a time after Matan Torah is the Yidden in the first place built an eagle in direct contradiction to the Aseres HaDibros? They built an eagle in the first place and they behaved in a depraved manner, dancing and other things around the eagle. How could the Yidden have done it? Well, that is, it's a pele. How could the Yidden have done such a thing? Tirutzim. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that the yesod of the Chet HaEgel was Baruch Hashem Kvoitzo had a betochin, but the betochin was misplaced. We have to understand, we do understand, but we have to be misplaining that they came out of Mitzrayim chosako. Klal Yisrael had absolutely nothing. Can we even imagine what it means to go to sleep in one night and not knowing what you're going to have for breakfast the next morning? This is a tremendous test of anybody's betochin, of anybody's trust in whatever authority it is that they're trusting in, that there's going to be bread on the table tomorrow morning. A tremendous nesayon of betochin. But they have betochin. They have betochin in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu successfully took them out from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu had successfully secured for them the mon. Moshe Rabbeinu, so far everything seemed to be going okay. They had what to eat, they had what to wear. Even surviving in a midbar, they were managing to survive. Baruch Hashem for Moshe Rabbeinu. But the problem is, Moshe Rabbeinu has been missing for the last 40 days. No problem. I know where he's been. He's on the top of Har Sinai. There was Kabbalah Satora 40 days prior, but the last 40 days, I don't know where he's been. He's been there on Har Sinai, he's been the Kabbal Kola Toira Kula, and for sure he's going to come down on day 40, he's going to come down. But they saw Kiboshish Moshe, there was a difficulty with the calculation, they made a mistake with the calculation, and the Sotan Mishnarayin, and he showed Klal Yisrael an image, some Dumus, of Moshe Rabbeinu's Oroin in Shemayim, and the Yidden got confused, and Moshe Rabbeinu's not coming back. And here comes the Ikka. Here we see that they had to replace straight away Moshe Rabbeinu. I have never quite understood the psychology, what that somehow an Egel HaZohov could replace Moshe Rabbeinu. However, that was the replacement. These are your gods. If their betochin, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, would have been directly and more aptly, their betochin would have been in the Rabbeinu Shleilom directly, there would have been no problem. But it seems that their betochin was too heavily weighted in favour of Moshe Rabbeinu as opposed to betochin in the Rabbeinu Shleilom. That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky sums up the Chet HaEgel. It's a Meridik and Medrash in Medrash Tanchuma. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu the mitzvah of machzis hashakel. As I state in the Shittah Mekubetza, as I state also in Medrash Tanchuma, that this is to be mechaper of the chet ha'ego. It's a coin. Klal Yisrael has to give a coin, but the whole meaning of giving a coin, as explained, the whole power of a coin is the trust in the authority which issues that coin. The Rambam paskens the halacha that when is a melech a melech? When he's coronated? At what point does a melech become a melech? It could be for different halachas, different things. But for example, paskens the Rambam for moreid b'malchus. If the king says do X and you don't do X, you're moreid b'malchus. Moreid b'malchus is not funny. But chiyuv misa at the front is moreid b'malchus. When the melech called a melech, but if you don't listen to what he says, you're called moreid b'malchus. Says the Rambam paskins that a mosa yesh olav dinay melech mishiyetsu mat biyosav b'hoitzo. Once his coins are now accepted as the currency of the realm, then it's called a melech. Oh, now his authority is upon you. Our accepting of the coin is tantamount to our accepting of his authority, and therefore the whole kabbalas oil of a melech is very much dependent on the matzbea. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, says Medrash Tanchuma, says to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, hey, machzis hashekel, what's the point? What's the point? Rabbeinu Shleilam, Misha Ani Meis, when I die, time of the Kodesh, but Moshe Rabbeinu to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani Nizkor, I'm not going to be remembered. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's taina? So Medrash Tanchuma, what's this got to do with Machzis Hashekel? Misha Ani Meis, Ein Ani Nizkor, I'm not going to be remembered. It's the Rambam already on the Sedra says that Moshe Rabbeinu believed, not believed, he was. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was the Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din in Klal Yisrael of being the Melech. So if Moshe Rabbeinu understood the mitzvah of Machzis Hashekel, right, there have got to be coins going out, and every year there's got to give such and such a half, and half the value, such and such a coin. But what coin? What's that coin? Ah, I know coin. Coin is just on one side it says shekel, or machzis hashekel, and on the other side there's a lovely profile, just like in Start the Day the Torah Way, there's a lovely profile of me, I'm the melech. I'm the authority who underwrites the matzbeah. Tainat Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishani Meis, when I die, Ein Ani Nizkor, I'm not going to be remembered. And therefore, the Sakana here is replicating the very Nakuda of Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, was that the Betochein was in Moshe Rabbeinu to the extent, if there's no Moshe Rabbeinu, then Klal Yisrael went to pieces and built an eagle. So says Tainas Moshe Rabbeinu, how's the Machzis Hashekel going to help? Mishani Meis, if I die, therefore there'll be no authority in the coins anymore. That's how it used to be. When the monarch of the realm used to depart, then they had to remint a whole brand new currency. The old currency has no value anymore. So Mishani Meis, Ein Ani Nizkor. When I die, I'm not going to be remembered. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's difficulty. That was his difficulty with Tzniskashaloi Moshe Rabbeinu with the Machzis Hashekel. The Machzis Hashekel is only replicating the very Nakuda of the Chet of the Egel. How could it be Machabe for the Chet of the Egel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Matzbeah L'Shalish. Matzbeah Shel Eish represents how this actually physically represented itself. I'm not too sure, but the message is that the Matzbeah, the coinage, is going to be authorized by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a Matzbeah Shel Eish in Shemayim, and Klal Yisrael are going to recognize that this Matzbeah is not Behitzos Melech HaMoshe Rabbeinu HaMelech, but this matzbeah is b'ritzos min hashamayim. This is a Matzbeah Shel Eish. And therefore, within that very symbol, the Matzbeah Shel Eish, Klal Yisrael will understand and appreciate Zeh Yitznu B'chol Shona V'Shona. firstly, at the beginning, before Binyan HaMishkan, and then B'chol Shona V'Shona, Klal Yisrael Zeh Yitznu, Kol Oivel HaPekudim, they're going to give Machsis the Shekel to the Rabbeinu Shleinon. And it's like, the Moshul is, you take your £5 note, and you go to the Bank of England in the olden days, and you say, and you knock on the door. You say, "Hello." He promises to pay the bearer. Please, could he pay the bearer? What bigger act is there in Betochin, in the Bank of England, than taking your note and actually turning up there and they'll say, "Oh, thank you very much. Please give us your note, and we'll give you your gold." That whole act is an act of makabolas oil of the melech of the authority who is issuing the currency. And in the Nimshal, that, B'chol Shana V'Shana, that Klal Yisrael take that coin to the Rabbeinu Shleim, this coin which was authorized by the Rabbeinu Shleim, Matbeah Shel Eish, the Rabbeinu Shleim showed Moshe Rabbeinu. And B'chol Shana V'Shana, Klal Yisrael take the coin, and they give it, and they bring it to the Rabbeinu Shleim, and subsequent days from that coin, the Kabbalist Sibyl will fall. That is the ultimate act of showing one's Kabbalah of the authority of the Rabbeinu Shleim. And in that way, Zer Yitnu, Hereyu Lo Yishmat Be'er Shel Eish, the Machzis HaShechet is Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. What is the inyan of the Machzis HaShechet of the Emunah? In Sefer Be'er Yosef, he asks the Kasha, for everybody, Amforshim asks the Kasha. Sefer Be'er Yosef asks the Kasha that there were three Trumos. And we know that the truma for the nidvas hamishkan is called isha shedid yidvenu debray. It was voluntary. How much? This all depended on the whim of a person at the time. But the machsis or shekel for the binyan hamishkan was obligatory. The machsis the koin originally the machsis or shekel this truma of machsis or shekel at the beginning went to donate to finance the adonim, went to finance the sockets. In which the socket, the foundation to the very Mishkan, everything was painted, was put into the sockets, and the sockets held everything upright in place. Says the Be'er Yosef, Emunah is the Yesod HaKoyim, and that can't be voluntary. Emunah in the Rabbeinu Shleim is a chiyuv, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, is a chiyuv to be ma'amin in the Rabbeinu Shleim, and that cannot be voluntary. That's the Yesod HaDavar, is the Machzis HaShekel was there to be Mechazik the Emunah of Klal Yisrael, to Mechazik the Betochen of Klal Yisrael in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and thus the money raised for him in the Binyan HaMishkan for Machzis HaShekel went to finance the Adonim, Roshan Odoin. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Odoin HaKoil, he is the Lord and Master, and we show our subjugation towards him by donating the Machzis HaShekel, which should thus put into the Adonim. Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, this mitzvah, this chiyuv of emunah betochen, is, I once heard the Kash expressed like this: if you believe, you believe, and if you don't, you don't. And yet to be mechayev that a person's ma'amin, if I'm correct, Rabbi Chana asked the Kasha in another Eifon that every little bar mitzvah yingle, and he's 13 years old, and his hat's a little too big and his sleeves just a little bit too long, and we're asking him to be ma'amin in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This is a great mitzvah, and if he isn't, is how does one go about acquiring the mitzvah of emunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? All the mitzvahs there's a way to do the mitzvah, there's a halacha, how you mekayim this mitzvah. Is emunah simply a mindset mitzvah, or is there something we've actually got to do? I saw a beautiful machshava in Reb Yerucham. As in all midas, is we have to emulate the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The halachto bidrochov, mahu chanun, af ato chanun, mahu rachum, af ato rachum. In the acquiring of midas, we emulate the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the demands of us emunah, and it versteht sich, he's a ba'al ha'amonah. Is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is somebody whom he makes himself, somebody in whom we can trust. the Rabbeinu Shlomo Mizrachi, he keeps whatever he says is, it's Goyzerun Lekayim, it's not the Rabbeinu Shlomo, the Baal Amona. If we want to be Koiner, this says Rabbi Ruchon, this middle of Emuna, is we emulate the Rabbeinu Shlomo and we ourselves make ourselves Baalei Amona. Baalei Amona. We have the Asakasha, we say a Pasuk in describing the Rabbeinu Shlomo, Keil Emuna. He asks, what does it mean, Keil Emuna? It's not Keil Emuna, we must have the Emuna. He's the Keil in which we should have Emuna. Yet we describe the Kodesh Baruch as Keil Emuna. Chassis, the Kodesh Baruch makes himself into a Baal HaAmuna, that we therefore we see, and we see everything we see in the Hashkocha Protis, and every single second of our lives we see the Hashkocha Protis. And thus we have Midas Emuna. It's not Rochoy, the Kodesh makes himself a Baal HaAmuna, therefore we have Emuna. Correspondingly, for halachta b'drochos, says Rabbi Ruchon, the way to be koiner emuna, and the appreciation of the midas emuna, is to make ourselves balei amona, to make people trust in us, that our words should be sacrosanct. Everything that we do and say should be followed through. That people should trust in us. Says Rabbi Ruchon, that's one of the drochim in order to be koiner into be koiner emuna. And thus is the yisod of machzis hashekel. The Rabbeinu Shleilom said, Zer Yitznu, give them up their shalesh, show your understanding of authority of the Rabbeinu Shleilom, and in that way Moshe Rabbeinu's question, the concept of Machzeh was satisfied. Hereyu lo